Shaquille O'Neal once said, "Nobody plays better than Steph Curry." But you don't have to be an NBA expert like Shaq to know that Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors is one of the best players of all time. Over the years, he has quite literally changed the NBA and left some jaws on the floor. Let's break down five of his biggest games and what they say about this one-of-a-kind sharpshooter superstar. This was Steph's moment. This was his flu game. This was Isaiah Thomas scoring 25 points in the third quarter on a bad ankle because he had a bad foot. That's what this was. Chris Broussard once said that about Curry's Game 4 performance in the 2022 NBA Finals. Honestly, it's hard to argue with him. The Warriors had a lot to prove in the 2022 NBA Finals. Obviously, anytime a team makes it that far, they have a lot they want to say, but Curry and his Warriors had even more on their mind. It had been a few years since they had won their last championship, they had gone through some rough times and some painful injuries, and it kind of felt like the world was starting to pass them by. Not to mention they were facing off against the Boston Celtics, led by the 1-2 punch of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who felt like the future of the NBA. Some analysts thought that the finals was going to be a chance for Boston to take the reins of the league and push the older generation out of the door. Curry heard all of those claims and he took them personally. Heading into Game 4 of the Finals, the Warriors were down 2-1 and needed this win, and that is exactly what they got because of the former MVP. Some call his Game 4 performance from June of 2022 as his best Finals game of all time. That's saying a lot for a guy who's been to the Finals 6 times. Curry couldn't be stopped and posted 43 points, which was his second most ever in a Finals game, only behind Game 3 in 2019 when he shot 47 against the Toronto Raptors. Curry didn't just stop with his 43 points, he also added 10 rebounds, 8 of which he grabbed on the defensive end of the court. In the fourth quarter, Curry was particularly dangerous and helped the Warriors lead a 10-0 run and put them slightly ahead of the Celtics. He was looking like vintage Curry and was breaking ankles and sinking threes that were carrying the team. It was such an impressive showing for Curry, made all the more remarkable by the fact that he was actually hurt during the game. Just days before, Curry had injured his foot in Game 3, and some people weren't even sure if he'd be able to play. But when he was spotted just before Game 4 pulling up practice shots, Boston fans knew that trouble could be coming. It was, and Curry pushed his time into Game 5 and eventually their fourth Finals win. Of course, if we are talking about Finals performances, we can't forget about Steph Curry's unearthly showing in the 2015 NBA Finals. Once again, the team had a lot to prove during this championship run. The Warriors were the talk of the town and one of the most exciting teams in the league, but they had yet to win a championship together. Whether you like it or not, an NBA title is how much people measure success in this league. So they wanted to tell the rest of the world, hey, we're here, we're real, this is our era. But there was one massive obstacle standing in front of them before they could do that. LeBron James and his Cleveland Cavaliers. Remember, LeBron had just come back from his time with Miami Heat, where he won two finals and became the biggest basketball player in the world. The Cavaliers were beastly, dangerous, and seemed destined for complete victory. They were a force to be reckoned with, and they had their targets set firmly on Curry. They knew that if they had slowed him down, they'd have a chance at winning a chip. The series was tied 2-2 when Game 5 rolled around, and Curry knew that he would have to step up and lead his team. That is exactly what he did. Steph posted 37 points during the game, despite the fact that he had to compete against the lockdown defense of Matthew Dellavedova and was going toe-to-toe with not only LeBron, but also sharpshooter Kyrie Irving. Curry shot 13 of 23 from the field and also connected with 7 of his 13 attempts from downtown. And in the final quarter, he showed the Cavaliers just how clutch he was and scored 17 of his 37 in the final quarter. In fact, 12 of the team's final 13 points were all Curry's. The biggest moment of the game came with just 2 minutes and 44 seconds left in the fourth when Curry put a hurting on Dellavedova and posted a flashy, unbelievable three-pointer that left the crowd cheering. To many, it was an amazing moment that will never be forgotten. For others, it was just Curry being Curry. Now, it's hard to really understand the craziness behind the next game unless you were actually there in April 2016. You just had to be there in April 2016. It was an exciting time to be an NBA fan, particularly because of just how explosive and unstoppable the Golden State Warriors were. That was the season that the team was able to clinch another huge NBA honor, 73 regular season wins, beating the 95-96 Bulls for most wins in a single season. It was the year that the Warriors proved they are one of the best teams of all time, and yes, Stephen Curry is one of the greatest players to ever touch a basketball. On April 13, 2016, the Warriors were able to grab the 73-win record, and Curry was able to record 46 points, including 10 three-pointers. Right off the bat, Curry showed that he wasn't looking to mess around. The Grizzlies were a far worse team, but Steph and his guys weren't taking that for granted. Just minutes into the game, he was already putting up buckets. There would be 9 more after that, including a wildly deep shot 3 minutes into the third quarter that put the Warriors up by 23 points. The roar of the crowd and the complete shock from the commentator Mike Breen summed it up perfectly. Curry was on a whole nother planet. We all knew it was coming, but the moment that Steph made NBA history on December 13, 2021 is still a powerful moment and a testament to just how special of a player he is. On that cold December evening at Madison Square Garden, Curry wasn't trying to beat the New York Knicks, he was trying to make history. He was so close to overtaking Ray Allen for the most three-pointers of all time. Everyone in the Garden was ready to see Curry break Allen's record. Even diehard Knicks fans like Spike Lee were ready with his phone recording every second. The energy was buzzing and it could be felt throughout the massive arena. It was not a matter of if, but of when. Well, it didn't take him long. Right from the beginning, it felt like Game 7 in Madison Square Garden, with everyone so eager to see Curry make history. Every time he raced down the court, fans stood and held their breath on the verge of seeing something so special. There was an eruption of cheers when Curry nailed his first triple, meaning he was just one away from seizing the top spot in NBA history. Then, just 3 minutes into the game, he sank that second three, and basketball fans all over the world leaped up with excitement, elated to see such a special moment from a special man. Curry isn't always the most animated guy in the league, but when he sank that triple, he couldn't help but cheer himself on, pound his chest, and revel in the importance of what he had just done. As a timeout was called and the crowd cheered on, Curry was applauded and celebrated by his teammates, coaches, and fans of both the Warriors and the Knicks. Following the game, Steve Kerr said the entire game was an example of just how much Curry has changed the league. "Steph made it a different game," he said enthusiastically about his biggest star. "That's the truth, Steve." 2016 was Curry's breakout season in a huge way, nabbing him his second MVP and securing his place in the history of the league. But it's crazy to think that 2016 was such a pivotal year in Steph's career, because there were more than a few times when things looked impossible for the Warriors. Case in point, February 27, 2016. But as Curry has proven time and time again, nothing's really impossible when he's playing the game. The Warriors were facing off against the Oklahoma City Thunder and their terrifying combo of Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. As if that wasn't bad enough, Curry rolled his left ankle early in the third quarter and tensions on the team were high. In fact, it was reported that Steve Kerr and Draymond Green had to be separated in the locker room at halftime. Yeah, things weren't looking so hot for the Dubs in this game. With 3 minutes and 40 seconds left, they were down by 9 points and they just couldn't stop the Thunder from rolling. After spending a few minutes in the locker room because of his ankle, Curry was back on the floor as the game came to a close. He knew that he had to be the hero of his team if they were going to win, and so he put on his cape and got right to it. In the final moments of the game, Curry got red hot and sank some improbable three-pointers, including one late in the fourth quarter that brought the lead down to just 4. Because of his masterful work, the Warriors would force overtime on the Thunder, but that was when Curry only got stronger, notching 3 after 3 and keeping the game neck and neck during the 5 minutes of extended play. But nothing, and I mean nothing, could prepare the crowd for what Curry did in the final seconds of overtime. With just 5.5 seconds left, Curry dribbled down the court, hoping to break the stalemate that had both teams tied at 118. The defense was closing in on Curry, attempting to slow him down, so he posted a wildly deep shot from the logo with 2.6 left. The ball sailed through the air and took 2 seconds to complete its arch from Curry's hands right into the net. The Warriors were 121-118 with just 0.6 seconds left, and even Curry could hardly believe it. This was the most Steph Curry moment of his entire career. No matter the odds, no matter the distance, no matter what came before, Steph Curry carried his team and did what no one else could. No wonder he was dancing on the court just seconds later. You can say what you want about Steph Curry, but no one can deny that the league has never seen a player like him. He didn't just change the Warriors, he changed the entire league.